Extracts from Government Survey on Women's Employment 1965 to 1968. The jobs they were doing. Under this heading, we describe the working lives of women in employment in terms of the jobs they were doing and the material conditions which existed. We also give a first answer to the question, are women basically an unstable element in the labour force? Kinds of jobs. Most of the jobs done by working women were at a low level. Although two-thirds were classed as non-manual, the majority of the non-manual jobs came into the so-called junior non-manual category. These include such occupations as clerks, typists, shop assistants. Over half the manual workers were semi-skilled or unskilled. Comparatively few of the skilled manual workers could be regarded as skilled in the sense that many male workers are skilled. Only one woman in 20 was employed in a managerial capacity. In some industries, the proportion was as low as 1 in 100. Part-time workers were much less likely than full-timers to be employed in the more senior or more highly skilled jobs. There was no straightforward relationship between age and type of work, but the association of better jobs with higher education was very marked. Working conditions. One working woman in 16 was self-employed. One in 12 was working in her own home or in premises attached thereto. The majority of those working in or adjacent to their own homes could not be induced to work outside, even if suitable work were available. Self-employed women and those working at home were much more likely to work long hours or variable hours than those working for an employer and those working outside their homes. Over half of all working women worked a five-day week, the overwhelming majority of them on the days Monday to Friday. Three-quarters of working women were weekly paid. Two-fifths of the weekly paid women earned less than £6 before offtakes during the last full week which they worked. Only 1 in 100 earned more than £16. 1/6 were paid monthly. 1/5 of these earned less than £35 in the last full month. Less than 1/5 earned more than £80. Over half the working women earned less than 5 shillings an hour. Only 1 in 30 earned as much as 10 shillings an hour. Nearly 2/3 of skilled manual workers earned less than 5 shillings an hour. No skilled manual worker earned as much as 12 shillings an hour. Only 1 in 90 earned as much as 10 shillings. Stability of employment. Half the working women had been in their present job for more than 3 years. The evidence indicates that married women are at least as likely as single to remain in one job for long periods, and that qualification, skill, and responsibility encourage women to remain for longer periods in their jobs. Later, we produce additional evidence to show that women are not inherently less stable employees than men. Satisfaction with their jobs. A little over half the working women were very satisfied with their present job. One woman in 10 was seriously thinking of changing it, but less than half of these had done anything about it. The level of satisfaction was lowest and the intent to change highest among 16 to 19 year olds, followed by 25 to 29 year olds. The low level of positive dissatisfaction may be due to the high level of employment at the time of the survey, which enabled women in most areas to have some choice of employment. On the other hand, it may only indicate that women accept adverse conditions because these are relatively widespread and they are not able to obtain anything better.